Hello, welcome to Two Guys in a Radio Show here on KHDX 93.1.
How's it going, everybody? Hope you had a good ghost roast. Happy Halloween and whatnot.
Yeah, I was telling Nathan on the way over here that it's a beautiful night in Conway, which was not the case last night. It was warm for, a couple days before November.
You think so? I thought it was pretty nice, but
if yeah, you say so. It just seemed, I don't know, early in the evening it was very bright and not as cool as it was in years past.
All right. Fair enough.
You know, global climate change and all that jazz.
Yeah, well, it's all a hoax perpetrated by the Chinese to slow down the U.S. economy. So
that's still the most perplexing tweet of this cycle.
Yeah. Well, he made it before he ran for president.
Yeah.
To be fair to him. I mean, that doesn't make it less crazy, but...
Yeah. Well, so it's almost Halloween. We were talking about Ghost Roast. There's only one song that I think should be appropriate. That's Black Magic Woman by Santana. That is Black Magic Woman by Santana. Classic song.
Very good song. I've always liked Santana.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's crazy because he's still kicking. He's still active. His most recent album was not too long ago. Still a phenomenal musician.
Now, did the Eagles do a rendition of Black Magic Woman? I thought they did.
It sounds like something they would do.
I may be completely making that up.
Yeah. No, it sounds like something that they would do. It's been covered quite a lot.
Let's Google it.
Yeah.
Good old Google. Yeah, they did.
Nice.
Yeah. Ooh, so did Fleetwood Mac. I'd like to hear Fleetwood Mac do that.
Yeah. So that'd be really interesting. So many options. But yeah, you were just saying that you are headed to the great state of Oklahoma next week for some mock trial competition.
That's very true. It's going to be fun.
Yeah, what's the over-under? You think you guys are going to pull out a victory?
I'm cautiously optimistic.
Yeah.
I think we have a lot of work to do.
It is. Yeah. I mean, the first one of the year is always like for like working out the kinks and whatnot.
Yeah, I mean, we're treating it like a scrimmage.
Yeah.
I mean, it shouldn't be. It's not going to be anything too crazy.
Get the new folks some experience. Exactly. Work on your case theory.
Exactly.
It's always fun.
Yeah. So we'll be going to Norman, Oklahoma, and Oklahoma will not be playing a home game.
Well.
They'll be in Ames, Iowa.
Oh, my.
Playing against the great Iowa State.
Yeah, I've never been to Iowa.
Yeah, don't. Yeah. Don't. Yeah.
I hear they have nice primaries and caucuses and
corn.
Yeah, lots of corn.
Yeah, I bet they have some wheat too, but I don't know. That's just speculation.
The breadbasket of America. Speaking of the breadbasket of America, looking for a particular Bruce Springsteen song, simply because. It's a song that we have played on this show before, but in a different form. So Blinded by the Light, we played earlier this semester, which is apparently a Bruce Springsteen song, and you wanted to know what it sounds like when done by Bruce Springsteen.
I did, yeah, so, I did say that.
Going to show you what it sounds like performed by Bruce Springsteen.
In the summer with a teenage diplomat, in the dumps with the mumps as the adolescent pumps his way into his hat, with a boulder on my shoulder feeling kinda older, I trip the merry-go-round with this very unpleasing sneezing and wheezing, the Calliope crash to the ground. Some old hot hat shot was hit for a hot spot, snapping his fingers, clapping his hands. In some flesh wild mask, I was tied to a lover's knot with a whatnot in her hand. And now young Scott with a slingshot finally found a tender spot and throws his lover in the sand. And some bloodshot, forget me not, whispered daddies with an earshot, save the buckshot, turn up the band. Blinded by the light, oh, cut loose like a deuce, another runner in the night. Blinded by the light, she got down, but she never got tight, but she'll make it all right. Some brimstone baritone and a cyclone rolling stone. And some new moon chaperone stand in the corner all alone watching the young girls dance. And some fresh old moonstone was messing with his frozen zone to remind him of the feeling of romance. Yeah, he was blinded by the light. Silicone sister with a manager's mister told me the chart to see if it was safe to go outside. And little Whirly Pearly came by in her curly whirly and asked me if I needed a ride. Oh, so howling from under the stump, dumb beer was playing backyard bombardier. Yes, then Scotland Yard was trying hard. They sent some dude with a calling card and said, do what you like, but don't do it here. Well, I jumped up, turned around, spit in the air, fell on the ground, asked him which was the way back home. Take a ride at the light, keep going straight until night, and then, boys, you're on your own. And now in Zanzibar, shooting stars, riding in a sidecar, humming a lunar tune. And the avatar step below the bar, the first to move the cookie jar, we're going to teach those boys to laugh too soon. Caught the clap from some mousetrap he bought last night. Well, I unsnapped the skull cap between his ears. I saw a gap and figured he'd be alright. He walked up blinded by the light, cut loose like a deuce, another runner in the night. Blinded by the light. Mama always told me not to look into the sights of the sun.
All right, that was Blinded by the Light from Bruce Springsteen. His first album, actually. Greetings from Asbury Park, New Jersey.
Yeah, so we're going to act like the Manfred Mann version is the only version.
It is more fun when it's more up-tempo.
Yeah, man. That sounds like he just went through a rhyming dictionary and found stuff.
He probably did.
Well, that's what you, yeah. What you said the other day.
Yeah.
When you looked it up.
Oh, yeah, that's right, yeah. Yeah, it's more fun to have a little, like, keyboard part, too, yeah. And...
Yeah.
Well...
2 out of 10, would not recommend. Alrighty. So, we're gonna move on to some music that I would most definitely recommend to anyone alive on the planet.
Yes.
This is Creedence Clearwater Revival. It's the best 2-minute and 54-second song that you know. It's Jeremiah Was a Bullfrog.
Oh,
All right. Well, that ended a little abruptly.
You did say it was the best, was it 2 minutes?
2 minutes and 54 seconds.
Yeah.
So there you go. There it was. Good song. I really like that song. I sang that when I was in pre-K.
Oh, really?
Yeah. We had like a little choir thing.
Yeah.
And the, you know, it was like a guy that was our age that ran it. And he really, really liked Creedence Clearwater Revival. And so he taught us a whole bunch of like old classic rock songs and stuff that we sang. It was really fun.
So my hearing was you got started young on the classic rock.
I did. I really did. Yeah. It's pretty amazing, really, when I think about it.
And look where you are now.
My dad played Styx to me when I was in the womb.
Yeah.
Which, you know, is fine. Styx is fine, Dad, if you're listening. Styx is fine.
From what I've learned on your view of Styx, it's amazing that you were, you know, even here today.
So, Barrett, tell me about Hillary Clinton's emails.
So, fun fact, it's not an email by or from Hillary Clinton. So it's strange because you have emails that were found on Anthony Weiner's phone. He's under investigation for some pretty awful things, but he had to turn his phone over to the authorities, and they were searching it, and they found emails that it seems like 99% sure that it's not involving Hillary Clinton, that it's from his, I think, officially now ex-wife, never know how to pronounce her name, Abedin, Hillary's chief of staff, and like right-hand person. So the question is, what's the deal with that email or those emails? Because the investigation isn't officially reopened. It's just that this is being kind of treated with the same standard as the emails that were investigated. So it all boils down to, why was this announcement made when it was made? Because it's not significant.
So it's political?
I think everything I've read says it's the FBI kind of covering their tracks, right? So if this came out after the election, it'd be like, oh, why didn't you, you know, you must be helping Hillary Clinton if you're withholding, you know, information about, you know, her stuff. And now they've kind of swung the other direction, where they were like, you know, throwing it all out there, but it's not really really meaningful. And it certainly was jumped on by the media as being some like big smoking gun when it's not at all. So I don't know. It's a really bizarre episode in a campaign cycle that's been full of bizarre episodes. So
interesting. Interesting.
If there wasn't any drama this week, it'd be strange. It'd been a quiet week until then.
That's true. It had been a very quiet
week. I feel like next week's going to be just bonkers, because everything that both campaigns have been like holding back on, you know, yeah, 1 week to election day, might as well throw it out there.
Yeah.
So,
care to speculate wildly about what WikiLeaks has planned?
Like anything that they would have released, they would have by now. Because, I mean, everything they've put out has just been kind of not impactful.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, certainly has raised some important questions that I think, you know, have been discussed, but it hasn't derailed Clinton's campaign. I mean, it hasn't, you know, it's avenues for Trump to take lines out of context, which he's tried to do. But, I mean, nothing in there is, you know, it's not some, like, Illuminati-esque conspiracy, right? There's nothing in there that says that she personally, you know, attacked the embassy in Benghazi or, you know, anything wild.
Yeah.
You know, if you didn't...
So there's nothing in there saying that she's one of the lizard people?
I would hope not.
Okay.
So let me put it this way. If you already don't like Hillary Clinton and don't trust her, then everything that comes out is just going to confirm you. And if you're like okay with Hillary Clinton already, it's not going to like persuade you. So really it's, you know, I think it gets played up as this big spoiler, but it hasn't really had that effect, at least as far as I can tell.
Yeah. I've never understood the idea of like waiting until the last week to drop all of your bombs.
Yeah. Well, if you're Trump, it's desperation.
Yeah.
Hillary Clinton doesn't really have to. I mean, she can,
yeah,
you know, try to bury them in states that she wants to do well in. You know, Arizona, you know, it'd be a stretch for her to really push for Texas, but it's within reach. I mean, you know, if she spent all week in Texas and dumped, you know, a bunch of money in ads, maybe. But it, you know, at this point, it's just kind of shore up stuff and keep Trump from, you know, getting an advantage anywhere.
Yeah. It's interesting. The polls have starting to tighten back up.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
I think a little bit. I mean, just a little.
Yeah.
Which is interesting to me.
I think that's kind of natural, though. I mean, it's getting closer to Election Day. It was a quiet week, which I think that the history of the polls has kind of shown that when it is reasonably calm, that Trump doesn't, I mean, he doesn't surge in the polls, but he creeps up a little bit closer.
Mm-hmm.
But then something comes out of him, like saying something awful or, you know, a new allegation against him as far as like sexual assault, and then it falls back down.
Yeah.
It's like people are willing to kind of forget that Trump's awful for a little bit, and then, you know, they kind of get shamed into not thinking that.
Yeah. I wish we had one more debate.
Yeah.
I mean, the bump that she got off of those three debates was absolutely insane.
I think it's the biggest, since they started, like, doing these, the biggest they could measure. I mean, she won all three debates in terms of, like, the polling bounce. I don't think that's ever really happened to that extent before.
Yeah.
But
it was crazy.
One person prepared for those debates, one didn't. I mean, that's the difference.
Yeah. God bless Hillary.
Yeah. Speaking of the American people and America, I have a great American song for you, Nathan.
Okay. What is it?
It's We're an American Band.
Oh, nice.
By Grand Funk Railroad.
Yeah, they sing about my hometown in this song, by God.
Yeah, they do. We can talk about it right after this. It's We're an American Band. Hey, we're an American band. We're an American radio show.
We are.
That was Grand Funk Railroad. What a song. I mentioned it has Little Rock in it. It's what more do you want?
Right. God bless.
Whoops.
Quit playing music, Barrett, when you're not plugged in. Come on.
I'm just kind of randomly pushing buttons at this point.
Killing me.
So, Hendrix, I think, lost today in football.
No. It's
unfortunate. Yeah.
In other news, Austin Allen, not playing this week, still sacked 3 times.
That guy needs a rest. If he's somehow listening to this, just like take a bubble bath, you know, maybe go to bed early, you know.
Just try not to fall too hard when you go into bed.
Just wrap yourself up. Shoulder. Wrap yourself up real tight in that blanket, you know.
Oh, Lord.
Florida's coming to town next weekend.
Oh, yeah.
That should not be a fun game. I think it's a winnable game, but they've got a talented defense, and we have a not great offensive line right now.
What happened to the biggest offensive line in football, Barrett?
They graduated / went pro.
Well, I guess that's the problem with college football, huh?
Yeah. Ideally, they're only here for 4 years, and then you got to move on.
Kind of a bummer, really. No 22-year-long careers.
No. You know, it's funny. One day, we'll be graduated.
Barrett, I need you to never say that again. Because that's terrifying, and that's not one of the things I want to think about.
I'll show myself out of the booth.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're going to keep playing music. I really like Eric Clapton. So I'm going to play some Eric Clapton.
He is God, so.
Yeah, exactly. He is, in fact, God. So here's Wonderful Tonight by Eric Clapton. Thank you. was Eric Clapton's Wonderful Tonight.
Yeah, I was thinking about that song earlier this week, and it's real pretty.
Yeah, it is. It's not usually the kind of thing that we play. We're not big on ballads here, but I really like that song.
Getting all sensitive.
I am. I'm a sensitive man. That's why the girls love me so much.
That's true.
Oh, hey. D.D. Westbrook just ran back a punt return for like 74 yards.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So it begins.
Boomer Sooner, baby.
Yeah, if you don't beat Kansas by at least 70, you're not doing it right.
the over-under is... So the over-under is 64.5. Oklahoma is favored by 39.5 points.
That sounds about right.
Yeah.
Sounds about right. So... I think we're going to continue with Eric Clapton. I'm going to play you some Cream. I'm going to do Crossroads.
Crossroads, believe I'm sinking down.
Eric Clapton, please, the vocal.
All right, that was Crossroads by Cream. Classic, classic Clapton.
So, Barrett, why don't you share the information with the good people of Conway that I just received from you?
Oh, boy. So, apparently, I don't know if it was last night, or it must have been this weekend, one of UCA's fraternities was suspended by their national fraternity organization thing. I've never understood how fraternities work, but because there was a student who... So his Halloween costume was troubling on two levels. One, he went as Bill Cosby. And two, he went as Bill Cosby in blackface. So...
Peak UCA.
Yeah.
Peak UCA.
It's just, it's troubling. And it's good that the fraternity national organization... And again, I don't know how fraternities work, but they... suspended that chapter, and UCA was not pleased. They were very quick to condemn the very racist implications of blackface. So that's good that they're cracking down on stuff like that. But, you know, we've had this debate on Hendrix's campus about, you know, party culture and, like, cultural appropriation. No one on Hendrix has done blackface, as far as I know.
Yeah.
You know, less
we can hang our hat on that.
Yeah, less offensive degrees, but, you know, it's a tough discussion to have. But so you gotta crack down.
Amazing. Yeah, I mean, this is amazing.
Yeah.
Because on the one hand, you should never do blackface.
Right, it's 2016.
And on the other hand, you should never do Bill Cosby. Like, that's awful, too.
Yeah.
So it's like, this guy, so I imagine this white guy, this fraternity white guy saying, oh, you know what would be really funny, man, if I win is Bill Cosby. He rapes people. But then, like, one of his bros was like, but yo, dog, like, Bill Cosby's black and you're not black. And then the other guy saying, oh, well, dude, what if I just do blackface then? I'll be a blackface Bill Cosby.
It's like the alarm bells are just like, screaming in the background.
What is this conversation that you have with yourself where you think this is acceptable?
Well, I'm glad that Conway social media is picking up on this and, you know, shutting that down.
Yeah.
So
good on UCA for disavowing this kid.
And yeah.
I'm sure that everything that needs to happen, it happened.
Yeah. So
except this guy being smart, but we'll put that aside.
Yeah. Good times.
Yeah.
Good times.
So
we were having a discussion about Fleetwood Mac songs, and then you had an epiphany.
I did. My epiphany was that Fleetwood Mac is really great, and that one of my favorite songs of them is Tusk. And because I played kind of a weenie song last time, I needed to play like kind of a harder rock song this time. So here's Tusk. Make me feel a little bit more manly.
I don't
right. That was Fleetwood Mac and Tusk.
Very nice. Yeah, I like every time I see Hillary Clinton at a campaign rally, I just think about Bill's old use of Don't Stop Thinking About Tomorrow.
Yeah.
What a great use of a song for a campaign.
Mm-hmm. 100% agree. Mm-hmm. 100% agree. Fantastic.
Although Hillary's choice isn't too bad. She's
What's her song?
Using it's a Katy Perry song. It's Roar.
Oh yeah.
That's not bad. It's about fighting against adversity and perseverance, which fits the Clinton campaign pretty well, right?
Yeah. I like it.
Yeah. So what do I want to play? So I do have some Heart to play. You actually got to see Heart this summer.
I did.
And I'm insanely jealous.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
It was Heart, right? Yeah. Which made it pretty cool.
Yeah.
But the thing was, Heart is kind of a shadow of its former self.
Yeah.
It was one of those rock and roll bands that has not aged particularly well.
Right.
God bless them.
Well, you said it was Heart. Is this the one of Cheap Trick, too?
Yeah.
And
Joan Jett.
Yeah, you said Joan Jett, Joan blasted Jett everybody awesome. Away, right?
Joan Jett was amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was going in, I was most excited to see Heart.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Abby got the tickets. She's a huge Joan Jett fan.
Yeah.
So she was really pumped to see Joan Jett, and the other two were just kind of there. But I really wanted to see Heart. That's kind of why I agreed to go.
Yeah.
And then, man, just flipped completely.
Right. Now you're on the bandwagon.
I'm on the Joan Jett bandwagon.
Well, got some Heart to play, some classic Heart. Not 2016 Heart, but 70s Heart. It's Crazy on You.
Nice choice.
We got the knobs up. This is Two Guys, One Radio Show. That was Just Got Paid by ZZ Top.
Also, we never said you're listening to KHDX 93.1. So you're doing that. Congratulations.
Pretty great radio show. Pretty great time.
It's not bad. It's not bad.
Yeah. When we know what we're doing, it works pretty well.
Exactly. But as we've said before, we don't really hit our stride until like the fifth song.
If there's not a bevy of technical difficulties, do you really know you're listening to us?
That's true. Of course not. It's the charm. It's also why no one listens to us.
Hey, we might have posters soon.
That's true.
So
that's true.
Stay tuned for that, Hendrix people.
Woo. And it's only 3/4 of the way through the semester.
It's like almost 4/4 of our time through Hendrix. Just get around to posters.
So we haven't played any Rolling Stones yet, and it's not Two Guys One Radio Show without the Stones.
Yeah.
So here
we also played some Santana at the beginning of the set, and this is a song that's clearly an homage to his work.
Yeah. So here you go. Here's Can't You Hear Me Knocking.
Yeah, you got satin shoes.
All right. You don't hear us knocking anymore because we are headed out.
Have a good weekend, Warriors. We'll see you next week on KHTX 93.1 FM.